because that clock up there was striking. I could tell how long it had been for. And from then on, these have been the bad hypos that have led me to, you know, have these convulsions. And then I had one down here once in the afternoon, and I actually knocked myself unconscious. And when I woke up, there was all, the television was on the floor, the things broken, and in the front room and everything. I must have rampaged all through the downstairs. And I always dread those, because even if I don't convulse, I can wake up and I have this kind of, I call it my bendy feelings. I don't know how else to describe it. But you feel a compulsion to sit up and move. And I always want to go desperately to the loo. But as soon as you try to move your arms and your legs, they don't seem to belong to you, and they go in all the wrong directions. And they feel as though they're made out of bendy rubber. And when you try to stand up, you fall over. And it's, that isn't the worst, though. The worst is the feeling inside your head. You feel really weird. And a part of you knows what's happening to you, but a part of you, it could be the first time and you're really frightened. I don't know if that makes sense. But fortunately, my sugars are a bit more stable now. I have these, I still get them a lot in the daytime, but touch wood, I haven't had one in the night, which has made me go like that for some months now, which I'm very grateful for. But whether that was the result of this new... Well, I think it must have been the new insulin, because they put me back on the pork. I kept going to the hospital for about 18 months and they couldn't seem to decide what was causing it. And then I went once and the doctor said to me, how did I feel about going back on the pork? And I said, I'll try anything, you know, I'm desperate. And he said, because we've been getting reports from all over the country that this insulin doesn't suit everybody and that people are having bad reactions. And a friend of mine told me later that she'd read in the paper that 11 people had died as a cause of being on this insulin. So I suppose I was lucky to get away with it, really, wasn't I? But after that, I went back on the pork and things dramatically improved then. So whether some people, I know they've always told me that I'm very sensitive, because I think compared with other people, I only take quite a small dose and I've only got to have one extra thing on the thing and I'm, you know, I can be all over the place. So I suppose some people are more sensitive to all kind of medication, aren't they, than others.